Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves. You're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry the Bahamas and USA.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 9 o'clock hour here. Lance is going to have to catch a flight back to cold and freezing Houston. Is it cold there, Tyler? How cold was it this morning?
It was in the 40s.
What a bunch of wusses.
Well, it's getting to 28 tonight. The front's coming through.
Yeah, tonight's going to be cold, but this morning is
going to be. I'm going to tell you this. It's going to be warm here in Cabo. That's for sure.
Hey, you know what, Tyler? You want me to reach out to Paul Miller and get him to bring some food into us tomorrow, specifically while John's out?
Because
John has dropped the Cabo stuff so much that we need to get a giant smorgasbord of food tomorrow delivered while he's gone.
Well, I mean, that would be fantastic. And
no, that's all right.
Actually, we do have some kind of breaking news on that. The Berminator sent me an airport picture of John. I'll tweet it out.
Okay.
You can check it out there.
Tweet it, yeah, for sure.
Now what now?
Somebody has spotted you. Somebody has spotted you, and they've put it out there. So I'm interested to see what comes out. Just tag us on Twitter.
Somebody spotted you. Ridiculous! It's not me. It's ridiculous. I'm here. Okay. Well, I have a story here. I was researching for, and I think this is ridiculous. And you can tell me, Lance, you're not going to be here for News of the Weird. So I was doing a little research here, but it's ridiculous. Here's something that's ridiculous, okay? It's Black History Month, right?
Yeah.
Yep, so apparently this school board is being a Massachusetts school. They serve fried chicken for Black History Month lunch. And this is a problem. I want to know something. We had fried chicken here last night, as a matter of fact, at Casa Traber. Fried chicken is delicious and wonderful, and you're going to punish these kids because of some stereotype? Now that all of a sudden, we can't serve fried chicken anymore? Shame on you. Shame on you. Fried chicken is one of the great... Maybe when I kill someone and I'm on death row,
is that your meal?
That'll be my... Oh, yeah. That'll be my meal. Fried chicken. Because it's the most delicious meal that you could possibly have. Oh, now all of a sudden... We're supposed to not eat fried chicken because of some stupid stereotype, okay?
That's ridiculous for those kids. It's not the healthiest, but I will say this.
I don't care about healthy. I'm talking about deliciousness.
It's not the healthiest, but if you're on death row, I don't think it matters. But what I will say is this. I can't remember a time that I had fried chicken and said, ooh, I don't like this fried chicken.
No one has ever said that.
When do you, as long as there's batter on it, now there's different, you know, crunch that's better than others. I like fried chicken to be cooked all the way through. I mean, that's a prerequisite. But, yeah, there's not a lot of times where I go,
yeah, but you still want it juicy.
Like this fried chicken. Yeah, fried chicken's always juicy.
Oh, no, this fried chicken is terrible. Said no one ever, ever.
Right.
Okay? Oh, last night we had ribs and fried chicken.
No one cares. No one cares about your updates from Cabo, Elite John. That's why I just saw a picture that was just tweeted out about you. And it looks a lot like Ted Cruz, but with your face on it. I don't think this is you. I don't think this is you.
That's not me.
They call you John Cruz dipping out before the winter weather event rolled through Houston.
It's not me. First of all, he's a little heavier than I am. I'm nothing against Ted Cruz, but he's just a little. And that's a picture of over his face.
Somebody else just said, I'll confirm, this is John, #sources.
Sort of. No, that's not me. Okay, what does Raheel always say?
Obviously, Photoshop. John wears nicer shoes.
Rez or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Right? Whenever we do that and we put it in that, look, Raheel's in this movie. He's deaf. He's deaf in this movie. No, it's not me. Okay, that's not me. I'm not Ted Cruz, just so you know. I'm not dipping out. Listen, I had this
plan. Is there a freeze coming, yes or no?
Before God planned on freezing us out, before God planned on bursting all our pipes this week, I already had my plan, so I didn't. Ted Cruz was avoiding stuff, not me.
But did you or did you not leave Houston before inclement weather rolled through?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I left Houston before inclement weather. Yeah.
Did you fly in a standard airline? Did you fly coach?
I did. I flew coach, and I played gin the whole way down. Me and Martin played gin the whole way. We wouldn't let anybody sit in between us, but it was a Southwest flight, and we said, oh, sorry, it's taken. You'll have to stand the whole flight. But yeah, we played gin, and I was getting my ass handed to me, but I ended up coming back. So
the last time I flew Southwest. I can't even remember the last time I flew Southwest.
It was wonderful.
Was it really?
It was much. Yeah, it was great price. And there wasn't too many people on there, but it was like 8-1 women. So holy crap, Cabo is a great place. Everybody wants to go. Have you been here? You walk out of the
airport.
I've
never been to Cabo.
Oh, you haven't been there?
No.
You've never been here? So you walk out, as soon as you walk out of the airport, there's a giant tiki bar right there to your right. You walk a few more steps, there's a giant tiki bar. Then you walk a few more steps, there's a giant tiki bar. And then another one. There are four bars there. It was like it was a gigantic. When you get off the plane and you're like, wow, nobody wants to go to their hotel. Everybody is here.
Yeah, because they're trapping all you widows out there. And they're getting y'all in, pulling y'all in. That's why they know that you're easy marks.
So get this. One of our buddies comes. One of the guys comes. He gets out. He goes through customs. He hits the button that's green or red to whether or not you're going to get your luggage checked. He hits the button, and it's green, which means you get the pass. Go ahead. And the girl goes, oh, no, you have to go get your luggage checked. And he goes, oh, it's green. Okay, yeah. No, you got to go get it. It's his first time here. So he said, oh, okay. So he goes through, and they go, sir, what is this? And he goes, it's
heroin.
Cigarettes. No, three packs of cigarettes. He brought three packs. He smoked cigarettes, and he brought three packs of cigarettes.
Somebody brought packs of cigarettes with them on the trip?
Why wouldn't you?
I don't know. It just sounds weird.
No, why is it weird?
To bring cigarettes with you on a trip? I didn't even, do they still sell cigarettes?
Well, they do, yes, but you don't want to have to buy them here because they might not sell your brand. You don't know where you can get them and all of that stuff, so you bring cigarettes with you. I don't smoke anymore. I brought cigarettes to Mexico.
Have you ever brought Coors Light on a trip?
No, but
why not? That's your brand.
You can't bring alcohol. I know, and it's paining me. Trust me, there is none here. It pains me to say. So they go, sir, you can't bring tobacco into the country. There's a surcharge. And he was like, oh, okay, well, just throw them out. He goes, oh, no, you can't throw them out, sir. It's a 600% surcharge tax. How much are those cigarettes? I will say they're $7. Okay, you owe us $95. And he goes, really?
That's a racket?
He goes, well, okay. And the guy goes, no, don't take your money out. Just leave it right there in the bag, and we'll all be fine. And he was like, wait a minute.
What's going
on
here?
Hold on a second. He goes, oh, sir, do you want to go in the room and we'll talk about this, about your bringing tobacco into our country? And he was like, no, here's the hundy. What? Here's a hundy. Just leave me alone. He got worked for $100 over three packs of cigarettes coming in.
That's what you get. That's what you get.
Well, that's what you get for smoking. There should be a surcharge.
And also trying to bring your own cigarettes. You don't bring sand to the beach. You don't bring cigarettes to Cabo.
What are you talking about? It's not like this is the place for cigarettes. Everybody comes for cigarettes.
Everyone knows they got the best cigarette places in the world. They're world renowned for their cigarettes. They ever tell you that when we went to Cuba, this guy next to us had a – he had like a it was like an e-cig thing, but it was this big contraption. I had never seen. He's from Australia. And he had something in his bag that was like, literally, it's some kind of cigarette thing, you know, like an e-cigarette thing. And the Cuban police pulled it out of his thing, and they said, we need to talk about this. And they brought him into a back room. I'm like, immediately terrified. I got, you know, we're in Cuba
never
for the first time.
Again.
We walked in. I'm like, and he gave us this look, and I'm just thinking, good luck, buddy. I hope I get pulled over for anything. What's this? It's a CPAP machine. I've got a... Please, this is drugs. No, it's not drugs. It's CPAP. I've got a snoring problem, sir.
You're in a Turkish prison for 7 years.
Cuba, we had somebody we were traveling with who made a big fuss that they were making her throw out her toenail clipper. Like, it was something like that. And wire hangers. You can't have wire hangers on the flight.
And she fussed about it?
Yeah, and we're like, shut the fuck up. This is when Trump had just shut down Cuba while we were there. Like, no more Cuba. You can't go to Cuba. And we're there. We're like, we can get out, though, right? And so Cuba's not really, you know, they're not very friendly at the airport to begin with. But they didn't give me at any point the sense of people I wanted to mess with at the airport. Like, you need to. Oh, you can't have this toenail clippers. Why? I've traveled around the world and never had to just shut up, throw it away, and buy another one at CVS. You don't want smoke with Cuban police.
Never.
Let me tell you where there's very little crime. Cuba. You know why? Because they will get the piss kicked out of them by the police.
Because
they are menacing on every block. It is a menacing group.
Never. Never. No. I'm going to be well behaved in Cuba. I promise.
Oh my gosh.
All right. 713-780-3776. No culture map guys today because we're on location. That's on you, Lance. Maybe you could have the guys in tomorrow because people want to know what's going on in the city of Houston culture map wise. Yeah. But right now we're talking about your Valentine gift. You guys, are you still looking for a great Valentine gift? Got it for you. Give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all. With soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas available exclusively from Pajamagram.com. Sensuous and smooth. You're going to like these more than she does, except she's going to love them. They're naturally nude pajamas. Feel just like her own soft skin. She'll love slipping these on every night. So soft, luxurious, they'll melt her stress away. She'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all. And you'll love that, the way they look and the way they feel, guys. Check them out at Pajamagram.com. Best of all, every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, which means you don't have to wrap a thing. So get her naturally nude pajamas. Just go to Pajamagram.com or text the word GIFT, G-I-F-T. Did you not know how to spell GIFT? G-I-F-T to 41234. That's GIFT to 41234 to order naturally nude pajamas. It's fast. It's easy. Delivery by Valentine's Day is guaranteed. It's the day after the Super Bowl. Do it now. Tell them John Granato sent you.
This is Jose Altuve, and you're listening to John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by GovCost, Chevrolet, Buick, and GNC.
The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
The hypocrisy is a joke. It's an absolute joke, and it's insulting to our staff, how hard we work, to how we do things. It's insulting to Texas A&M because there ain't a better place to go to school and play ball. If you don't like it, we're coming on. Get used to it. All right? We ain't going nowhere. It's an absolute joke, the people who put the hard work in and do it. It's irresponsible, but it's funny when they get it, it's all okay. Ball games are changing, man. And it ain't because of NIL and what goes on. It's pretty irresponsible of all of them. They're clowns.
Go next.
If they
question.
Got a problem with it, come see me. I ain't a hard guy to find. We'll be in some meetings. You can say anything you want. We can do anything you want. I ain't got no problem with it. I promise you that shit.
Jimbo
just charged people, just challenged people to a fight.
Jimbo, it's going to
you
want to
do something about
Kiffin.
It? Do something about it. Step to me. I want the smoke.
Those
I wish
meetings.
I wish them would. That's what he was basically saying.
That's what
I
he
wish
said.
Would. That's what he said. Please, on God, I hope you come step to me. On God, I hope you do. Do you want this Jimbo smoke? Because we can do whatever you want to do. What time? Tell me what time it really is. What time really is it? Huh? Huh? And then Jimbo's pulling up his pants, getting in the fighting stance. Come on. I wish you would. Please step to this. Okay? I hope you do, Lane. Your daddy was tougher than you.
Who you got? Lane or Jimbo?
Nah, Jimbo. Do you hear Jimbo basically just said, let me know if you want to, you know, step into the showers and have a fight. He basically just challenged him to a prison fight. We can go outside of where the cameras are. The cameras can't catch us. We can go in there and we can scrap it out right now. Tell me what you want. What do you really want to do? You can find me. I'll tell you where the meeting room is. Drop a pin, Lane. Drop a pin. Pull up.
So
I was waiting for say, please pull up, Lane. I hope you pull up. Drop a pin.
I got some insight into some of those meetings. Kevin Sumlin's going to join us, and he had some hilarious stories about meetings in the SEC meetings and Nick and Les. And it gets uncomfortable. Can you imagine how the SEC coaches meetings are going to go now with this crap going on?
Oh my God.
As hypocritical as Lane Kiffin is, first of all, I don't imagine there are many SEC coaches that like Lane Kiffin anyway. The crap that he talks, and you know,
they don't. He's not well liked in the business. Yeah.
He ain't SEC. He ain't SEC. Ain't never going to be. He is a pretty boy that just talks a game. He uses all this highfalutin offense stuff. Okay. We ain't about that. We ain't about that in the SEC. And oh, by the way, he can't be a bigger hypocrite. We're talking about other people and their money and how they spend their money and how they buy players. Slow down, Lane. Stay in your lane, Kiffin. Okay, because he can't be more hypocritical. So when they meet, I would love. Oh my gosh, would I like to be in that room?
I mean, Jimbo literally just called out, and he's thrown. He's taken some shots at Nick Saban a couple times.
Oh yeah,
also so.
Well, he said when Nick's quarterback gets $800,000, how's that?
Well, everybody, that's great, isn't it?
Everybody applauds.
Well,
it.
That's the best thing in the world, isn't it? I guess that's great when he does it. I'm like,
yeah,
man, what you need to do is keep Texas A&M's name out your mouth. That's what I learned.
Oh man, Jimbo's coming after you, brother. I love that. And you know what? Aggies can't be prouder of Jimbo right now. Every one of them. That's our coach. Way to go, Jimbo. Love Jimbo. And Jimbo can't be less Texas A&M than any coach I know. He's a fast-talking. I mean, he is – how this relationship is so odd. You know, we have him on every week, and we're all like, hey, Jimmy, come on. And it's like, whoa. Whoa, Jimbo, you're too fast for down here. You know, we got a drawl down here. We talk slower here, okay?
I mean, I don't know. I feel like Jimbo is kind of – I feel like Jimbo fits Texas A&M. You don't think so?
No.
There's Aggies who – I talked to somebody who worked with Sumlin and was there when Jimbo came in, and then he just transitioned out. But this guy's an Aggie. And I talked to him here at Mobile, and he said, you know, I'm going to say this. He said, I love Summy. I spent a lot of time working for Summy and working with him. He said, Jimbo kind of helped rebrand and rechange the Aggie culture. He said, someone was the originator of changing Aggie culture and the way people perceived Texas A&M as a school, without losing tradition and all that stuff. The way the athletes saw the school, I should change that. But Jimbo has also, his point was, Jimbo's also done a lot to change the way people view Texas A&M as an SEC team. I think there's some truth to that.
Yeah, and listen.
Especially beating
Jimbo, I will tell you this. Jimbo loves Texas A&M. Yeah. I mean, he was at Florida State where he couldn't get money for to do anything. He's got everything he could possibly want. He's got a ranch that he can go to when he's got a headache. He told us that. I had a headache. I went to my ranch. I laid down. I loved it. He loves being there. When all of these jobs came open, he was like, y'all stop talking about this because I ain't going nowhere. I love it here. He gets raises every week at Texas A&M. I mean, he can't love it more. He cannot love it more. So, he's Texas A&M in that way, but I mean, he just seems like a city slicker, doesn't he?
No, Jimbo doesn't seem like a city slicker. Do you want, John? I wish you would drop your pen too.
No, I mean,
please let me know where I can meet you.
He talks. Well, he does have that.
I promise you that.
No, I mean, he just talks so fast.
Play it again.
I ain't a hard guy to find. We'll be in some meetings. You can say anything you want.
Well,
we can do anything you want.
Yeah.
I ain't got no problem with it. I promise you that.
Do you know how hyped the whole team got when they heard this? Legitimately. Do you know how hyped every Aggie player got when they heard that?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. Did you hear Coach?
Coach is going.
Coach is trying to fight.
I guess I'm wrong. By the way, his name is Jimbo, and he does have that.
That old city slicker named Jimbo.
Jimbo. Yeah, I'm off on that one. But he just talks too fast for us.
He's a fast-talking country guy.
He is.
He's not a city slicker, as you call him. Honestly, I mean, you better pray Jimbo never heard you call him a city slicker.
I'm going to ask him, Coach, will you talk fast like a city slicker?
Don't. Just please don't say that
to
Jimbo.
I ain't afraid of it.
I'm nervous. I'm nervous for you. Okay? I'm extraordinarily nervous for you calling Jimbo a city slicker.
No, I say you talk like a city, fast like them people, like those people.
No, just don't say anything. Just act like nothing happened. Try to dig your way out of it with Jimbo. Jimbo just threatened to fight anybody in college football just now.
I know.
He basically challenged every SEC coach to a fight.
But what about
just
when we asked him if he's going to LSU?
Don't ask him anything.
Remember when we asked him, he was like, "What do you? Hey, that's the best place. I don't want to hear that."
Ask me again and watch what happens. Does Marcellus Wallace look like a bitch? Like, whoa, what? Isn't that from Pulp Fiction?
Jimbo?
What are you? Hold on, what are you? Are you Jules?
Hold on. See, I told you. All right, so Lance is leaving. He beat it. He's got to catch the plane so he can get back to cold Houston. Yeah. And Five Star is going to be here to give you a couple of winners. And I'm going to ask him about some Super Bowl props, see what he thinks. I'm going to put him on the spot for what, just off the top of his head, what he thinks about stuff. Right now, though, hey, Lance, pipes, freezing.
Oh,
what happened last time it froze?
You got worn out. You had pipes burst all over the place. Did you have a place that you could call right away? Did you know who to get a hold of when we were in the middle of the freeze? We're giving you the heads up right now. We're going to have a freeze. It's not going to be as long and sustained. But if you do end up having pipe issues, if you find out that, wait a minute, we're not getting our water back. Is something wrong or is something happening? If you do end up having issues, we've got someone for you right now, John. We've got Aqueduct Plumbing ready for this very scenario. And if you haven't put their number into your phone, it's kind of on you.
Do it right now. 281-488-6238. 281-488-6238. Here was the deal last time, is they got bombarded with people calling and calling and calling, and they had to get guys all over the city and all over. Wait a minute, from Beaumont to Katy to Conroe to Galveston, they're going all over the place. So listen, if you're looking for that plumber, these are the guys. If you have an issue, so be the first one to call. Or you can go to thebenchplumbing.com, thebenchplumbing.com. You have any issues whatsoever this week with your pipes or anything else that has to do with your water, 281-488-6238 or thebenchplumbing.com.
ESPN 97.5. I assume you knew. The godfather of Houston sports radio.
the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. The guy who is hottest predictor in the country right now. Five-star in Vegas. If you're not following him, it's the words spelled out, at five-star in Vegas on Twitter. And he has just given us nothing but winners over the last 3 or 4 weeks here on the show. Five-star, welcome back. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, John. How you guys doing? Well, how are you doing? I don't know. Lance is traveling. Stay traveling.
Lance, beat it, Lance. Beat it. We don't need you here. Get back to freezing cold Houston where you belong, okay?
I don't miss that. It's beautiful today in Vegas. It's about 40 degrees and sunny. It'll be about 60 in the midday.
Perfect. Yep, it's perfect, baby. All right, let's go. Next week you're going to give us all our Super Bowl bets. We need some props from you. We need the game or the total or whatever you like best. You have been dead on. You rode Cincinnati and San Francisco this entire postseason, and it's paid off. Now we got the big one that we're going to need your insight. Just off the top of your head, if I said Matthew Stafford minus 60 yards passing versus Joe Burrow, which side would you take?
In that situation, I'd most likely have to take Matthew Stafford. And the reason why, so you're getting Matthew Stafford plus 60 yards, correct?
No. Matthew Stafford is minus 60. He's got to give 60 yards to Joe Burrow. 60. Yeah.
Oh,
Stafford is going to be the favorite to throw for more yards, no?
Well, it depends on how the book's looking at the game to play out. Because if the Rams were to get a lead early, then I'm sure that Burrow would probably throw for more yards because he'd have to throw the ball more in the second half. But just off of what you asked me, I would definitely have to take Joe Burrow plus 60 yards.
Yeah, I don't know what the number is. I just put that out there. I am thinking that Stafford would be the favorite with his weapons. Not that Burrow doesn't have weapons, but that's a predominantly passing offense. They don't have the running game with, like, Joe Mixon. They got Cam Akers, who you can't trust. He might, you know, drop the ball or something. Anyway, they're not as run-oriented. So I would think that they would that Stafford would throw for more yards. But maybe not. You might be right. It depends on if they've got the lead. I mean, do you figure the Rams are going to jump out early on this team?
Most likely, yes. They'll be very fired up. They're at home. They usually start the game with a great game plan. But most importantly, the way that Zach Taylor coaches, he coaches very sharp. What he does is he'll show one thing to the offense in the first half and then switch up the defensive game plan completely on a quarterback like Stafford, as you saw with what he's done against Mahomes. In 2 second halves, they've only given up 3 points to him. The Cincinnati defensive backfield is a lot more talented than people are taking him for.
Yeah. Well, Eli Apple has played well. I mean, despite the fact that he's Eli Apple and he says crazy things.
We're Louisiana boys, so we don't have a lot of love for Eli Apple, right, John?
No, I know. I know that. You laugh, but he has actually, he's the one that stopped Tyreek Hill right before the first half. So, you know, that wasn't too bad. There is that. We got all kinds of stuff that the Bengals are going to rush for more yards than the Rams, correct?
I would think so. I expect them to ride Joe Mixon, as you've seen. Last week, the Rams were pretty stout against the 49ers against the run, but they're still undersized on the defensive line and at the linebacker position. And as you saw last week with what Cincinnati did to Kansas City, Joe Mixon is a real factor. He's kind of forgotten in the equation because they have so many weapons outside. But I definitely would say Cincinnati rushes for more yards with Joe Mixon.
I would be, and I'm not, I don't know, you haven't said anything, but you've been riding Cincinnati so hard. You've been riding the underdogs. They're the underdog again. We've had nothing but 3-point games. You'll shock me if you go with the Rams in this one, but that we'll find out next week right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, so you got to keep on listening. Let's talk a little college basketball. What do you got this week?
All right, man, we got two winners for you guys that's going to happen tonight. We're going to transition to college basketball. We're going to keep winning, man. We got Nicholls State minus 8.5 at Incarnate Word. It was minus 10 last night when I took it. Luckily for us and for the viewers, the listeners, the minus 8, it's down to minus 8.5 because some idiot probably saw the double digits and saw home team and wouldn't put a bunch of money on Incarnate Word, but we appreciate it. Because this is a complete mismatch tonight in the Southland Conference. Incarnate Word is almost an automatic fade right now, John. They're ranked 335th in points allowed, giving up 77 points a contest. The Cardinals also allow their opponents to shoot over 49% from the field, ranking 356th in defensive field goal percentage. To add insult, they face a Nicholls State squad that's one of the most explosive and efficient offensive units in the country. The Colonels rank top 25 in points per game, averaging almost 80. They also shoot 47% from the field, which is top 45 in the country. Another important key is Incarnate Word is a horrible defensive rebounding team. They rank in the bottom of the country, while Nicholls State is a top 45 offensive rebounding team. This means the Colonels will get plenty second chances on offense on top of so many other advantages they'll have on the court. Nicholls State won the last matchup by 31 points. The Colonels have covered their last two road games, and I expect this to continue tonight. Incarnate Word has lost 8 of its last 10 games. Take Nicholls State minus 8.5.
Okay, so I just want you all to know that you're listening to the only radio show in the country that is talking about Nicholls State versus Incarnate Word. They're not even doing that in Thibodaux. Okay, so this is the only radio station where you can get that kind of information. But it beat them by 31, and they're only, you haven't attended, they're only 8.5? Wow.
Number. That's a bad number. It's juicy. We love it, man. Jump all over. Nicholls State is going to destroy Incarnate Word tonight.
There you go. You got it right here from the horse's mouth. Dude has been red hot. Give us one more game.
Okay, we're going to go to the Pac-12 with two teams guys are a little bit more, guys and ladies are more familiar with. In late night Pac-12 matchup, we got number 19 USC traveling to Tempe to face struggling Arizona State. Arizona State just isn't that good this year. They're missing a lot of their key players that got injured. Bobby Hurley is a horrible coach. He's an emotional wreck at times, and the teams play with that same instability. The Sun Devils struggle on offense. They're one of the worst teams in the country in points per game, field goal percentage, and three-point percentage. They can't shoot threes, but they still fire them up at a very inefficient rate. Arizona State's offensive struggles play right to USC's wheelhouse with defense. USC is long and athletic all over the court. They're ninth in defensive field goal percentage in the whole country, limiting opponents to 37% shooting per game. The Trojans only allow 63 points a game, while the Sun Devils only average 62 points a game. USC is the far superior team in this matchup. Arizona State doesn't match up with their size, and they'll have problems keeping SC off the board. Also, the Sun Devils are horrible at defending the three-point arc. USC shoots the three well, but most of all, they defend. They'll bottle up Arizona State tonight. The Trojans are 4-0 in their last four meetings in this matchup, winning by an average of 15 points. The Trojans also are 6-1 in their last set against the spread, in their last seven road games. Take USC. You might find a minus 6, a minus 6.5, minus 7. I've seen three different numbers out across the internet and offshore. So let's go with USC. Anything up to minus 7.5, guys, that you can catch. So take USC tonight to continue their dominance over Arizona State.
There it is, breaking it down as he does, like nobody else. Nobody's finding winners like Five Star in Vegas. It's what he do. Five Star, man, great stuff. We appreciate it. We will talk again next week. We need that winner. We need the big winner in the game, okay? So I know you're going to have it for us next week right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 at Five Star in Vegas. Five Star, thanks again, man.
Thanks, John. I look forward to breaking down that Super Bowl next week. It's always a treat to talk to you guys, and hopefully John will be, Lance will be back too with you, John, so we can really wrap.
Oh, no, we'll get him. And nobody breaks it down like Five Star. Bobby Hurley is a horrible coach. Period. Okay, so he ain't gonna hold back when he what he feels about a coach or a player. He never does. Five-star, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week.
Talk to you next week, brother.
All right. News of the weird, weird stuff coming your way. Should a jury have a dictionary or should they have cigarettes and pot? A judge decided. And you can, I think you can glean which one it'll be next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
We'll take a short break. Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here. Our final segment. Lance will be on a plane and back tomorrow. I will still be here, but we will be doing the show live on location. So here we go, news of the weird. And it's getting weird, the Chez Cora kidnapping trial. I don't know if you're familiar with it. I'm not. I didn't know about Chez Cora until this very moment. The kidnapping the president of the Chez Cora chain of restaurants. Apparently the jury has asked for cannabis, cigarettes, and a dictionary while they try to decide the fate of the accused. The judge has ruled, Tyler, yep, you can have smokes, yep, you can have weed, but no dictionaries are allowed in the jury room, in the deliberation room. Do you think that you should have weed or dictionaries in? Would you, if you were on trial, would you want the jury to have weed or dictionaries?
Ooh. For the jury, probably weed, so that way maybe my conviction
cool.
gets thrown out, you know?
Man, I kind of like the dude, man.
They just get all confused.
Do we really want to send him to prison? Have you guys been to prison? It's awful, dudes. Yeah, I mean, of course I want the jury to have weed if I'm the defendant. That's a big win for the defense.
Wait,
big win.
Guilty.
We don't want them to understand what the prosecutor was saying with dictionaries.
Not guilty.
Right, dudes. A New York man has a record 864 insect tattoos. You know what he's afraid of?
I'm going to go with insects.
Bugs,
yeah.
Yes.
Weird.
He holds the world record for the most insect tattoos. Yet, he says, I had multiple fears instilled in me, and insects and bugs were part of my fears. Do you think that if you were afraid of bugs, that you would have 864 bug tattoos?
I probably wouldn't. But
doesn't seem,
you know,
doesn't seem logical.
Do you think he scares himself? Like if he had, just looks down at
looks
his
in
arm.
The mirror. Yeah. If you had 864 tattoos, you would scare yourself. Yes,
probably.
The answer is yes. A Nevada man said he was driving the wrong way down the highway because Dale Earnhardt's ghost told him to. Do you think Dale Earnhardt's ghost is in Las Vegas telling people to drive the wrong way?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, at least, I mean, definitely maybe Vegas, but definitely whatever Dale's home state is. I bet you that happens a lot there.
If I'm Dale Earnhardt, I'm dead, I'm going to Vegas too. Now, do I want everybody to turn left all the time, which is what Dale Earnhardt had to do? No, I wanted to turn right sometimes. So maybe he said, you know what? Watch this. Turn right and see what happens. Okay?
Well,
so,
he did turn right once.
Yeah, he did turn right once. It was the last time. That's not funny.
I'm just saying it was a fact. I don't know.
A Florida man apparently bit his victim in the face during a machete attack. I don't know which is worse, the biting or the machete attack, but...
I mean, seems like a solid defense.
But his nickname is Psych. Do you think you should be walking around with a machete if your nickname is Psych?
Yeah. Well, I mean, do you think he said... How do you think he got the name Psych?
Because he's nuts. What do you mean?
Well, like, you know how it's like you say something and you say Psych. It's like, oh,
well,
I didn't mean
it. No, I think it's short for psycho.
Okay. Well, then, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think they might have, yeah. They might have shortened it just because, you know, to save time. Hey, Psych, wow, what a nut job. He's got a machete, and he's biting people in the face. I think that was the favorite, if you want to know the truth. Looking at him and looking at his photo, yeah, I think that was the favorite, that he was actually going to do that.
Does he have insect tattoos on his face?
No, he doesn't have, that's not the insect tattoo guy. But his name is Psych, and he lives in Florida. Chances are he's going to have a machete and bite you in the face. A former Missouri teacher, apparently she's not going to face charges anymore. She had relations with one of her students, but she's no longer facing charges because she married the student. Do you think that you should get off from having relations with a youngster if you marry them?
I mean, that's one way out of it.
Isn't it?
I think she found a perfectly fine loophole.
Yeah, I think I think, you know what? Hey, listen, if they're in love, whatevs, okay? Then what's her name? She did prison time, and she still got married, but they're divorced now. What the most famous
Letourneau
one?
Letourneau or whatever?
Yeah.
Mary
Jo Letourneau?
Yeah.
Right.
Joe, whatever. Yeah.
They broke up, though. It's sad. I never saw that coming. I thought they'd last forever. You know, the 12-year-old and the 40-year-old. I thought
that
they'd last forever.
Love is everlasting, but I guess not.
Or blind.
Yeah. Love is blind. Whatever. Same thing.
Yep. Apparently, in Namibia, they had an election. Guess who won?
A politician?
Yep. His name's Adolf Hitler.
Oh.
Yep. But luckily, he says he has no plans for world domination.
Well, that's reassuring.
Yeah. I don't know how. Listen.
Didn't you say that the name Adolf wasn't coming back? And now we have a high-profile politician.
I remember there was an Adolfo Phillips that played for the Cubs back in the day. Dolph
Lundgren.
There was a Dolph Lundgren. There was Dolph Shays, who played basketball.
Young
Adolf
Dolph,
you don't, you just don't see it anymore for some reason. Adolf just is not something, or his mustache. You just don't, unless you're Michael Jordan, you just can't get away with it anymore. This one, apparently they haven't heard of him in Namibia. Because he was voted in office, and we'll just have to keep an eye on him, I think. We're just going to keep an eye on what's happening in Namibia. And hopefully, dude, will be different than the last one. We are done. You all have a great day. I'm going to update you on the Cabo Cup. Team Trauber versus Team Schumacher. I know you can't wait.
Are we going to have live scoring?
I'll have not live scoring per se, but tomorrow morning we'll give you an update. I'm sure you won't be able to wait, but you'll just have to wait till tomorrow morning to find out who leads after one round of the Cabo Cup. We'll do that tomorrow and a whole lot more. Charlie Polillo is next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Y'all have a great day, everybody.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.